This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Are you not entertained? Palace 1, Liverpool 0, or you could say the other way around. Glasner's Red Blue Army got 3 points away from home at Anfield. What a win. What a performance. As always, before we do get started, just to let you know, the lines will be open where you can call in to have your say on the game. I'm joined by Nick. There will be other guests joining me throughout the show as well. As always, if you are a Palace fan, an Arsenal fan, and a City fan, and whatever fan you want to be, apart from Liverpool fan, like, subscribe to not miss out on future Palace content. Let's try and get over 200 likes. What a win for Palace away from home. Glasner's Red Blue Army. Nick's holding his wine, and I'll be honest, I'm overwhelmed, man. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just going to give it to you, Nick. Just your thoughts on it. What? Crazy, 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 crazy game.
First time that Liverpool have lost in the league at home since October 2022. We pressed. They were worried. It is beginning to click, D. We have possibly stopped Liverpool winning the league again. No Suarez tears today, but there'd be plenty of Scouse tears. And I'm just really excited about going forward. I can't pick out a man of the match. Sky gave it to Anderson, who I thought he's been getting better under Glasner, but today he was just immense, wasn't he? He was just totally immense.
Who wasn't?
Winning.
Who wasn't?
Wharton.
Who
wasn't? Wharton. Where have we found him? Where's he? He's just Dougie Friedman. I raise my glass to you. No, it's just fantastic. We were under the cosh a bit, Dee, but last minute lunges in by Mitchell, stopping Salah scoring. And I know Liverpool have been struggling to score goals, but we defended mightily. And Mateta left on his own a bit, holding the ball up. We saw what we can do with Elise and Eze. I joked with Patrick in the week on the preview pod that maybe they should drop Eze. And I think a few people thought I was being serious. Patrick said, no, let's drop Ayew and let's start Elise. Did you think he was going to start this morning, Dee?
I didn't think so. Glasner was saying he was close, but I didn't really expect him to actually start the game. Maybe he could have sat this one out. But he started the game and he came off. But before we actually get into it, there's going to be a few guests. I just want to say, now that I've calmed down a bit, my blood pressure's calm. I just need a few minutes just to relax. Just to relax a bit. I just want to say, this is not going to be the last victory. This is not going to be, you know, we're going to still have defeats along the way as well. But for the people that were comparing Glasner to Roy Hodgson, just realize this is not FIFA. This is not Football Manager. This is real life. This is real life. We could have easily lost this game and I would have still had the same thoughts. We are in a process. This guy has joined us halfway through the season. And as the games have gone by, yeah, some of the games in the second half, it hasn't been fantastic. Or the first half, it hasn't been fantastic. Or that mistake's happened. Or that all that happened. We have made improvements by the game. We were expecting a performance like this. For everyone that was saying, where are we going to pick up next points? We're not going to pick up a single point for the rest of the season. Come on. Come on. Let's be real. It's only this game. Going into this game, no, I didn't expect to win. No way. A lot of Palace fans, I don't think any Palace fans expected a win. But there has been improvements. This is a shock, but it's not a miracle because we have made improvements ever since joined in. Let's not get too carried away, but also...
Oh, yeah. Today we can.
Yeah. What was that?
Carried away for today.
I'm not saying that we're going to win every single game to the rest of the season. My point is we're going to lose some this season under Glasner and we're going to win some under Glasner. But if you look at a bigger picture, if you look at what we're trying to build, if you look at the system, if you look at the pressing, if you look at our position, if you look at the counterattack, the midfield, defensively, he is creating something here. We have to be patient. And today, a bit of that patience showed. We got a massive win at Anfield. But next week, we might struggle. There might be a few bits of our game against West Ham that we might struggle against. This is normal. But the bigger picture is, I am so damn looking forward to next season. I really am. Imagine a Glasner system. We're playing, hold up. I just want to reiterate this. We started Nathaniel Klein at centre-back.
Yeah.
With Jefferson Lerma. I'm not saying that they had bad games, but Nathaniel Klein at centre-back with Jefferson Lerma against a side that's going for the title. And we still kept the clean sheet. This is not a miracle. This is on the manager as well as the players.
Yeah,
so today, for everyone that's been criticising Glasner, for whatever reason, come on, let's just take a step back and let's look at what we're trying to build. We're trying to build something. I'd rather us build something and have hiccups along the way than a manager comes in and we win 3 or 4 games and then everything goes downhill there rather than, you know, a new manager bounce, they call it. I don't care about new manager bounce. I care about what's going to happen from this season to next season. And so far, I've been so damn impressed. And today, hats off to Ole Glasner. Let's start there. Hats off to Ole Glasner. And also to the players as well. We mentioned Dougie Friedman, but some of these players were playing under Roy Hodgson and they weren't performing at the levels. But now, whether they're coming off the bench, whether they're starting, they are performing. Joakim Andersson. Joakim Andersson today. Look at Joakim Andersson in previous games or under the previous manager, even under Glasner, Joakim Andersson. And look at the small improvements that he's been making. And that is my point. Tyrick Mitchell. Another one. We will improve under Glasner. There's no doubt about that. And what he's building is exactly what Palace technically need. We're not high pressing constantly 24-7, but we know when to press, we know when to defend, we know when to create. We could have scored more than one goal today. Yes, Liverpool could have scored a few goals as well, but we could have scored a few. We could have scored. We created some massive chances. And that goes down on the manager. Like, hats off to him. I'm really excited by him. I'm really excited by Glasner coming to the club. And today we've seen it. We've seen what we can do potentially in the future. We're players fit. We don't even have Gaye there. As I said, we're playing a right back and centre back. We wouldn't start at right back. And despite that, we still knew what to do. And that's when you give credit to the manager.
At the start of the season, Alistan.
We did, boys.
We did, right?
Come on!
Who'd have thought we'd have had a centre midfield pairing of Hughes and Walton, and Lerma and Decore wouldn't be in there? I know Decore, but at the start of the season, if you thought Lerma and Decore weren't going to be in centre midfield in a victory against Liverpool, you'd have thought we was pulling your chain, wouldn't you, Stan? But Hughes and Walton seem to be a good pairing there. Do you think?
Listen, I just got to say, like, Oliver Glasner is a proper manager. He is a proper manager. That previous regime would have given him 4 goals today. I know it was backs to the wall. First half, I thought we were superb. Second half, it was always going to be backs to the wall. But that is a superb performance. Every single one of them dug in today. You can't really name a player that was poor today, can you? You can't. That midfield, Walton, 20 million quid.
He's doubled already. I'm telling you, he's doubled already in less than what? How many games has he played for Palace? Exactly. And Stan, quickly, before we do continue, just can you turn off your TV in the background just in case?
Sorry, man. Yeah, I'll do that now.
Right, what happens. But yeah, look, Adam Walton, fantastic. We're going to be talking about the player ratings with Patrick. I mean, no one was bad today. But the thing is, the game management as well, the subs coming off the bench. I feel like we needed it. We needed it, especially as the game was going on. The players were getting tired. But another positive today, Liverpool, the best team, I think, in the league statistically in terms of scoring late goals. And we're technically meant to be the worst team. And we didn't concede despite them putting everyone forward. And that was due to players staying focused. This is what I mean by small improvements. Liverpool, of course, they had a few chances and set pieces. we still didn't concede from set pieces. You know, these are small improvements that we're making that we can take forward to next season. And that's the positives that I'm taking out of this game. Over the picture of this season, this game is not going to do much. Apart from, you know, it pretty much confirms us staying up, which is massive. But I didn't really expect us to go down anyways. I expected us to pick up more wins along the way. But it's those small things that we're trying to fix this season. Basically, Glasner's got an extended preseason. In preseason, he can work on it properly. But, you know, we're seeing the late goals, for example, that we used to concede. That's not really happening as much. We're seeing set-piece goals that we used to concede in. Set-piece, we finally look like a capable Premier League side. We're not great, but we look like we know what to do in set-pieces. And all these things add up. All these things that we can take forward to next season with players fit. And some of them might be sore, but we can... You know, it's these margins that's going to save us, that's going to allow us to pick us more points in the long run, which I'm actually looking at rather than the small margin today. But look, let's bring on some of the guests. Let's bring on Rich, first of all.
Rich, there he is.
1-0 win. There's no way you predicted that.
Say that again, sorry?
There's no way you predicted that.
No chance. First things first. For people saying that Oliver Glasner hasn't done anything different to Roy Hodgson, please apologise. Just gracefully apologise. Because you know what? As much as we had only won one game, it's alright, man. We could have easily have won 4 or 5 of those games. You know, little works in progress. And this is with a depleted squad. Man for man today, everyone was brilliant. You know, and I was literally back and forth with myself thinking, oh, Henderson man in the back, or Mitchell man in the back. It could have been anyone. They were so, so good. Ebb just needed his boy back. That's all he needed. He needed his boy back.
You know what, Rich? You know? I will say, though, we are a completely different team with Elise. We play 5 yards further up the pitch.
Yeah,
and it makes all the difference.
And we're not just relying on Ebbs to be that one so focal point. And I'm telling you, I think with Wharton, Ebbs, and Elise just bopping it around with each other, we're going to look frightening. Now, granted, it may only be for a couple of games, but we have to enjoy them whilst we have them. I can't believe it. I'm just so proud of the boys. I'm happy with what Glasner's trying to build. There's more wins in this. There's more win. I think we can get 3 more wins out of this last six. I think there's 3 wins in there.
Obviously we're not playing the top 2 or the top 3 now. I've got to say, away from Palace, I've got to laugh at that Jones miss when it's the 1-on-1.
You laugh at the commentary was talking about that miss, and they're going to be talking about the Liverpool misses, but we had a massive task. We had a Mateta miss. We had 2 of, you know, Mateta's great chances. We had half chances that we could have took. And this is what, it wasn't cool. You could say that Liverpool could have scored a goal, but we could have easily scored as well. It wasn't like Palace had one shot on target. We created our chances, and that's what I'm looking at. What we can take forward from this game. We did create chances. And yes, Liverpool could have had a goal.
We're always creating chances. We're always getting to good areas. It's just sometimes our final decision let was done. But we're in those positions. Under the previous regime, we're literally, if we can counter-attack. I think we played very, like, we were bopping it up, especially that first half. The goal we scored was incredible. We're actually confident against, don't forget, the last 2 games, we've had City and Liverpool, and we've not disgraced ourselves. You know?
That goal against
Liverpool.
20 passes led to that goal. Liverpool couldn't deal with it. And we had a couple of home during the match.
That's a superb goal. Away at Anfield in front of the cop.
Yeah.
With a
depleted
team. Come on, lads.
I was at the training session at the stadium. And you can tell he was trying to get them to pass the ball quicker. Because obviously, Liverpool's press is quite crazy. You know, you do it dilly-dally on the ball, you're going to get caught. So everything looked like it was 1-2 touch. And we've seen the fruits of it. So keep doing what you're doing, man. Like, honestly, I'm going to let you go so others to jump on. But listen, lads, what a win. And onwards and upward.
Onwards and upwards. Exactly. Love, bro. All right, then. Take care, Rich.
All right.
Big up later.
Cheers, mate.
Make sure to check out Eagle Eyed Football, people. And if you're just joining us right now, and if you haven't already done so, subscribe to not miss our future Palace content. And let's try to get over 200 likes. Come on, let's hit the like button, people, after that result. Let me quickly read the super chat. Thank you for Larkin for sending the super chat. So Glasner has certainly made a mark up the Palace. And yeah, look, there was a comment there about fitness. You know, this we haven't really mentioned it yet, but fitness towards the end of the game, that seems like it is slowly improving, and it has improved. And maybe that's why we haven't conceded a last minute goal here. But you know, we create chances, boys. Like, we created chances after that 1-0. And we could have, yes, as I'm going to keep saying this, Liverpool could have easily scored goals. But don't forget that Palace were in a similar position. Palace were in a similar position as well. We could have easily scored more goals. And maybe
it's not good saying that you could have easily scored goals. They missed them. And there's no good saying. Like, Liverpool fans would be like, oh, we could have easily scored. The commentators would say that. We didn't score. Henderson made, what, 3 or 4 fantastic saves. Like, wow, a couple of them. I've been his biggest critic, but well done, mate. That is unreal.
You compared him to Wayne Hennessy. I've been his critic as well, but I've never gone down.
Hennessy. But listen, fair play to him. He's come back in, and I think a new manager has got him playing better. You know, he's kept a clean sheet up at Anfield, right? Listen, Liverpool were poor today. They were poor. They couldn't finish their dinner today, lads.
They couldn't. But we also stopped them from moving the ball a bit freely as well. We clogged up the midfield. And, you know, talking about the midfield, Nick, I know everyone's going to talk about Adam Walton, and rightly so, because he's a fantastic player. But Will Hughes today, he's been a player that we've been talking about. You know, oh, can he start games? Is he better coming off the bench for 10, 15 minutes? When should he come off the bench? But I thought he was fantastic. I thought he was fantastic in midfield. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I thought him and Walton held it down perfectly in terms of the pressing, in terms of cutting the passing lanes and the interceptions. You know, it was them two midfield against Liverpool's midfield, and I think they were shocked. They were shocked by the quality.
Yeah, he's actually, under Gladner, is starting to show some of that tenacity that we knew he had, nipping in and out, just getting up people and whatever, and making, you know, he's not one to make play a long pass, but his short pass accuracy seems to be picking up a bit. There's a 10% improvement in his playing, and I think they seem to be enjoying the football a bit more, don't they? They seem more of a team. Okay, we're gathering in a circle at the beginning, but everybody knows what they need to do. Gladner's, you know, how many times did we see Glasner saying to them, you know, up the pitch? And Hughes was a dynamo in there. He really was. His best game in a Palace shirt for a very, very long time. So, yeah.
He was good today.
For him.
And, you know, I will say, I don't know if you guys saw it over in the UK, but pre-match, Sky did like a quick interview with Eze as he was walking off the coach and into the changing room. And they were like really trying to probe him, like, how much pressure are you under? You're so close to the relegation zone, you're this, you're that. And he was just there like, yeah, yeah. And they were like, at the end, they were like, you're so laid back. He went, always.
Yeah, because they're trying to put pressure on the side. This Palace side, you know, the most frustrating thing about it is that this Palace side have always had quality. Like, we've always had quality. And that's why we've been annoyed this season, right? We've been annoyed about maybe the quality not, you know, stepping up to the plate. There's been that. The depth hasn't been there because of the lack of transfers at times. But we know that we can get results. We know that we should have got more results this season. And the fact that we was talking about relegation, even going into this game, is frustrating because of how long we've been in the Premier League. But when you look at the talents of Eze and Elise, and Eze has been a player that's been a lot of question marks around him recently. There's no point denying it. I've asked questions, and a lot of people have. Can he do it by himself? Does he need Elise there? Today, Elise was out on the pitch, and it did work out. There was a better connection there, even though he went down his side more, Eze's side down more. It seemed like he just has that confidence when he has another creative player next to him. And, you know, a lot of neutrals, when I'm looking at Twitter, a lot of neutrals are saying, look at Eze, he's a fantastic player. And that's the thing. Eze needs to keep up consistent. He had a spell in the game where he made one or two wrong decisions, and it's like 5 or 10 minutes of, like, come on, let's pick it back up. But in the second half, he didn't really have much wrong to do. I think as a team, we defended, and we defended well. We limited the chances as much as we can, and we managed to deserve, I think, all 3 points at the end. So let's bring on Tim next. Tim,
yes,
what a win. That's what I was looking
for. Come on!
1-0 against Liverpool. Talk to me, Tim.
Beautiful. So, Stan, first, I have to give you a huge shout-out. Like, over a year ago, you were saying, this is the guy. And look where we are. Look where we are.
Yep.
Right? I mean, you were really early on this, and you've been proven exactly right. I love the system. I love the endeavor. I love how he wants to play. I love how we're getting forward. And I mean, look, getting the wingbacks up and creating width and putting them under pressure, especially in that first half, that was amazing. That was so great. I think we got to see, and they were talking about this on commentary, when Elise and Ebbs can come in and play central, they have to bring those, the defense has to come in and they have to cover those two. And it just creates huge amounts of space. Ty got out a lot and he was dangerous when he got out. He gets the assist on that goal and it's actually a beautiful cutback pass. It was amazing. What a performance. I loved it. I will concede that, yeah, I mean, Jones should definitely equalize there. We know that Liverpool had some chances, but look, man, I mean, they had six shots. What was it? They had either six or seven shots on target, and we had either five or six. Like, hey, look, you know, you either take your chances or you don't. And we did. Hendo had a great game. I mean, he makes the save he makes on, I'm not sure he knows how he made that save. That's like shades of Jules against, you know, in the playoff semifinal. Right. The hand, you know, like yeah, it's, yeah, you know, it's like shades of that. But I will say, I told you like a few reactions ago, I said, I think we'll get one big scalp. Well, here we are. We got one big scalp because I think the process is right. Like Glasner is working the process, and the process is working. I am over the moon.
That's how I see it. It's still a process. Like I'm not gonna say we'll win every single game from here to the end of the season. But if you look at the last two performances with the players that we've had available, remember at least they didn't play against City till like the last 15 minutes. City. Going for the title right now, top of the league as it stands, 4-2. Liverpool, away from home, 1-0. It's them baby steps. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at what can we take forward rather than a fluky win, let's say. A fluky 1-0. I'm not counting today as fluky at all. And that's my whole point. Like
I don't think so either.
Like this, where we are actually creating chances. Maybe you can say that we got a bit lucky because Jones didn't score.
Sure.
But they got a bit lucky as well that Mateta didn't
absolutely
score. That Mateta didn't have a hat trick, which is wild to say. Do you get it? And this, you look at performances and you think, all right, cool. You know, we can actually take that to the next game and then, you know, against West Ham and try and improve still. Try and improve. And the reason why I'm saying try and improve, because even though it was a 1-0 win, even though there's probably a lot of 10 out of 10s, in the second half, we weren't as effective as we were in the first half, maybe going forward, even though we created one or two chances. And maybe that's down to Liverpool.
So tired, we were tired. Really.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. But this is what I mean.
We also remember that Elise came off at 65 minutes. I mean, that does change us. And I think it was the right move. Don't get me wrong. But because you want him the rest of the season. But that does change us.
Yeah, yeah, but that's the thing. When Elise is fit for 90 minutes, that's going to help us. When these players can improve their fitnesses, which they have done since Glasner's come in, the fitness levels have 100% improved, that will also help us. And that's what I mean. Like, this is like, in a way, now that we've got a win, I'll ask you this question as well to see your thoughts. I do think we're safe. I think from here onwards, we're going to at least pick up another point or three. There's no way we end the season with no points. That'd be a shock. But you know, this is like now for Glasner, this is an extended preseason. He's, you know, some of these players are coming off the bench.
He has been since he came in, though. If you look at it, I know that
not necessarily, because I mean, when he first came in, it was a case of cool. Let's get, you know, the games are coming thick and fast. He had that 3 weeks break, which I guess was a nice bit of time, but. There's been that question, and there's been questions asked about our Palace save. We've asked it ourselves, you know, Luton winning and them results. But now that there's that gap between us and Luton, Glasner can experiment a bit more if you want. Glasner, if he wants to, you can look at Jeffrey Schlupp a bit more or Jai Reidward a bit more, because decisions need to be made this summer. The problem with our squad has been the depth. We have got some quality first team players, but when you look at even the depth that we have right now, I know there's been injuries, but, you know, we're playing the final client at centre back. It worked today. and learn my centre back, who was absolutely fantastic. It worked, but ideally you want players in their position. So no, this is the time for Glasner to look. He can look. He can look at Darryl Riederwald. He can say, you know what, Riederwald, I think you can play for me. Or you can say to Riederwald, I'm sorry, I've seen a bit of you in training, so, you know, giving you a few opportunities. It's not going to work out. So, you know, this is going to be that extended preseason. But look, enough of my monologue, Tim. Let me ask you the question. Do you think we're safe?
I do. I think the ideas are starting to get embedded. Glasner's ideas are starting to get embedded in the team. I think you can see it. The fitness levels aren't all the way there to the points everybody has made here, but they're better than they were. They're a hell of a lot better than they were. And I think one of the key differences at the end of that game that's very different from a Roy team, do you notice at the end of that game that even though I do know we were tired, track and runners, finally,
you know what I will say as well, I'm not saying that they were great subs, but he made five subs.
Yeah, he did. And yep,
he brought some legs on. IU won a couple of crucial fouls. He did.
Yep.
You know, Gyro was there in the middle. Who come off for Gyro? Was it Hughes come off for Gyro? Was it?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
You know, like Klopp's just come out and said, with the amount of chances they had, they should have won 4-1. Well, hard luck for that one, mate. But
4-1, yeah. Is that what he said? What about the chances that, I mean, we had, what, he didn't expect to score any more goals from Mateta and stuff? Alisson made a fantastic save, but Mateta could have definitely scored another goal. So maybe he could have been 4-2. Maybe he missed our chances based on what he's saying, but yeah, I mean, it could have been 4-1. It could have been that. I mean, he's gonna be talking. He's gonna be yapping.
How surprised, Tim, do you think Liverpool were that we were straight at them like we were against Man City? Because
I think previously we
and found our way into the game, but we were on them. We had a high press. They didn't.
I don't think that Klopp was surprised. I do think that the players looked weary. They looked weary. They looked spent from that Thursday match, and they weren't good going forward. And Salah has been off it. He's been off the pace for a few weeks. So they didn't look quite right. What's that?
Poor. Even Mitchell Plummer pocketed him. Like he was.
Yeah. No question. Oh,
let me just empty my pocket here.
Yeah. No question, Stan. I think, They just didn't look on it. But I also, you know, like we got some luck. But again, I think Tom Clark saying this, you do make your own luck. You make your own luck with effort. And that's true. Like the effort was definitely there. I thought, I don't know how Alisson makes the save on JP right there, point blank in front of the net.
And that's the thing. They will miss that because the conversation will 100% be about Liverpool. And I understand it because, look, it's a title race. Palace, our season's pretty much done. No one's going to talk about Palace and Palace versus Liverpool game, right?
You can say the bias. The bias is there. It's real. Yeah, it's real in the US too.
Our chances. At least don't miss our chances as well. You know, if you're going to talk
Absolutely.
About things to miss, also talk about how did Mateta miss that or what say that was from Alisson and, you know, the Definitely. First half was from Mateta as well. You know, be fair. That's what all I want to see. But it won't happen. Naturally, so it won't happen.
No,
but Tim, just quickly, looking ahead to the next game against West Ham, what are you expecting? We talk about Thursday night, Liverpool, it might have impacted them. West Ham have another big game against Leverkusen midweek. Are you expecting, you know, another 3 points at home?
I love that what Glasner has said, and I love this about him, is every game we go out to win. We go out every time to win. So, yeah, do I expect it? No, but I expect us to have a right go at West Ham. And I expect the same, a right go at Newcastle. I think one of the mental differences I see in this team is they're not as afraid, which is great. I love seeing that, like getting that out of the head. Like we're here to do some damage. We're not going to play scared. That is great. I think whether or not we get the 3 points, D, I think when you play bravely, you have a system that is working. And honestly, I mean, this system suits Wharton so well. Boy, does that kid has got a future. He was phenomenal today.
And there are plenty of people who could be man of the match. I think you could give it to Hendo. I think you could give it to Wharton. I think you could give it to Ebbs if you wanted to for the goal. You could give it to Anderson. Yeah, he was phenomenal too.
Sublime. He was.
He really was. He was fantastic. I mean, so many players were just on it today. But look, let me get out of the way so you could talk to some other people. We have the accounts D of the men's football team. We also have the accounts of the women's football team. But we don't have the accounts of the group of companies, which is Palace Holdco. But there's some good numbers in there. I think we should be looking to hold the board properly accountable because I think we have built a sustainable, and I give a lot of credit to Steve Parrish for this. I know he doesn't have his fans, but I do think he's built something sustainable here. And I mean, I know, but I think we have to demand, you know, that the board make some investment here. I think they will. I'm going to be optimistic. I think they will. So,
worry about that another day.
That's right.
Enjoy this for today, Tim. I will talk about finances in the preseason. But look, take care, Tim. Thank you for coming on.
You too. Palace, guys. Take care.
Okay. If you're enjoying the stream, people, and if you're new here, like, subscribe to Normal Sound Future Palace videos and content as usual. Let's bring on the next guest, Dan. Dan, 1-0 win at Anfield. What?
Fuck.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Kick in with me. Come on. Fucking get in. A great result.
It was so unexpected. It was so unexpected. Oh, geez, what we lost.
Hands gone.
Yeah, that was unexpected as well. And that's the part and parcel of, you know, doing live streams, I guess. Always unexpected happens. We lost Dan. Let's try bring on Bollocks next. Bollocks. You said that you were blue. But I didn't realise how bad it was till now.
It's not that cold here, but just never buy a Motorola, mate, honestly. They should have stayed like a decade or two ago when they had those flip phones. I was trying to save some money. Now look at the state of it. So,
doing a remake of Avatar?
What's going on?
I was getting so pissed off in the commentary. I was like, I hope there's an Everton stream, but I thought maybe even Everton fans want us to lose today. But then you know, they've got anyway. So I've gone blue
halfway through the game.
Tribute to Everton. It's nice to talk to you after a win, after fighting hard, after concentrate for the whole game. And all the makeshift players doing their job so well. And yeah, as Tim touched on, we just didn't show respect. We did it a few times against City. So we don't care if you're Rodri, don't care if you're Haaland or whatever else, we're going to get on your toes. We'll make it uncomfortable for you. Did the same again today from the off, which I know upset the commentators, bless them. Get over it. And, we spoiled the party again, but yeah, I thought it was coming, but I didn't think it was going to happen quite so soon. You could see little changes in the way we're playing, but I just didn't see it happening so soon. And I thought, you know, when Alisson made that save to make it stop it being 2-0 early on, I think it was Mateta I'm thinking of. But he thought, oh, if they had Kettering goal like last week, we would have done him today. And are you not holding it in the corner? And I don't know what happened to get Lerma yellow carded and Liverpool up the other end of the pitch.
It's so weird.
It's not that one where like, I would just give you 50 yards on it. To give you a chance.
Let's be honest. Everything that... Well, how many fouls went to Liverpool and how many did Palace not get during that game?
But we stayed focused. It's like there's times like just Mitchell following in to make that block where I can't say for certain, but under Hodgson, they might have gone, oh, it's Salah. It's going to happen. We're going to let in three or four today. Just a few things fell for us. And it was one of those games where we rode our luck. But again, as you point out, they didn't want to analyse it too much because they'd have to give us credit too. It's good. It's pretty much, I think they're pretty much safe. And just keeping the focus for the whole game makes a big difference.
Yeah, and you know what's the bigger thing? I was thinking at halftime, like, there's a chance that we might not win this game, but it's the fact that this is what we want to see from Palace. We want to see a Palace side that, you know, we understand we're going to defend. We're going to have to defend. We're facing Liverpool at Anfield. They're going for the title, just like we face City at home. They're going for the title. These teams are hungry. But it's the fact that we are trying to win the game. And I think Glasner has emphasised that since the day's come in, playing away from home and at home, trying to win games. And it was another game like that. We the first half, the amount of chances that we created, he's not just talking rubbish. He's not just talking bollocks. See what I've done there? He's literally, he literally means what he's saying. Like, we have the intent of, so far of most games, apart from the Tottenham game, which I guess was the second game, and we didn't have much time to work on things. We've had our chances to go and win games, and maybe we should have won a few more games. The Luton game, I'm looking in particular, that was disappointing to concede last minute goals. But you know, at Anfield, to go and attack Liverpool like that, it requires a lot of courage, and that's what Palace showed today. And that's what, you know, we can take forward to. I know we won today, which is fantastic. But even if we didn't win, it's the fact that this manager, you know, you can tell, you can see his vision, and maybe that's why the players are excited playing for him as well.
What about getting the armband? I think he was the best performance I've seen for many, many games. I know he was getting better under Glasner, but the armband seemed to give him superpowers. I mean, there was one moment where he was actually in the box. The cross didn't come in and you saw him jogging back, but he was vociferous, he was pointing, he was marshalling, and he was really controlling that back line that could be naive because he was the only centre-back in that back line. He just did it so well.
No, he led like a captain in the up to his game to it. So, yeah, I've seen him frustrated before and losing a little bit of mentality sometimes. But he's normally like a leader. He does normally play very well and with a lot of heart. And he was awesome today and managed anyone he was marking. It's just so refreshing to see them all give everything. And I think we're pretty much safe. But one more win, ideally at home for the season ticket sufferers, would be very good. 6 points off May, not that'd be nice, but just I'd even happy to get out of the way against West Ham, and then we can build for next season, and it could be quite like Tim not going too much into finances, we can't do what we did with Vieira. We have to back him, and if he needs more off the field to like backroom staff, whatever it might be, we can't make that mistake again. We can't call Roy Hodgson back again if we don't back him.
They need to buy some players. They might have to sell one or two. That's to be expected. But there needs to be no messing around. And ideally, they need to get it done before the season starts. None of this waiting to the last day, et cetera, et cetera. Like, just get it done.
That's why they got the loan, isn't it?
Well, yeah,
that was to pay someone's pay. That's to cover someone who gave themselves a pay rise.
Nah, I don't know if that was the reason as well, but I don't know if that was the exact reason why we got the loan, because there was an article about that, you know, it's not just purely for transfers, so I'm not exactly too sure. I can't remember what the loan was for, but we'll talk about that towards the end of the season. But regardless of what the loan or this or that, we have to back Glasner. We have to find a way of backing him, whether that we have to sell one of these players and try improve the depth like that. Because let's be honest, we have got some quality first-team players. Remember, we're still missing Doucouré as well. Gay, he's not there. But we have got some very good first-team players. But the depth, the level from the players that we have out on the pitch to the bench, it drops quite significantly. And I think that's the one area we definitely need to improve on, as well as replacing any other player that we sell from the summer. Just quickly, Bollocks, looking ahead to the next game, West Ham. It's funny, every time I say that, you need to change your name. I don't know why. I've never even asked you why it was Bollocks. 3,000 as well.
Outpost, I don't know what it was. When I was younger, and I forget my password, I go, what's my password? Take shit. Oh, that'll do. So, but I'm actually...
looking ahead to the next game against West Ham, what are you expecting? What would he be?
Yeah, you don't know West Ham. I don't know if Bowen will still be out. I don't know if he played today. But obviously, Ward-Prowse will make some more friends at Celeste, I'm sure. No, just a good performance. Ideally, picking the extra point we need, I think, or even a win. But I'm just liking the fact that Glazer's doing different things. Like, that lineup was confusing, trying to work out who's going to go where. And just, again, making use of the subs, like against City, even when he thought the game was over, he changed up a little bit and tried something new. So it's the fearlessness and the trying different stuff, because we're just doing the same stuff week in, week out. And surprisingly, it works. And it doesn't work every time, but that's what I like seeing. Hopefully, he's got ideas for how to tackle West Ham and give them a tough match after their tough European game, hopefully, on Thursday.
Yeah, they've got another European game as well, so hopefully we take advantage of that. But look, thank you for coming on. Hopefully, we catch up with you after that game.
Nice one, mate.
Take care. All right, then. Take care. All right, let's try bring on Dan again. If you're enjoying the stream, people, hit the like button. It takes a second of your time and it helps us out massively. If you could do that, that'd be much appreciated. And also share, subscribe, you know what to do to help the algorithm more than anything. Dan, let's try on take two. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, we can hear you, but your bro is gone again. I don't know what's going on. We've lost Dan. It's not working. It's not his day. Unlike Palace, it's not working for Dan. Let's go through some of the comments. By the way, if you do want to call into the show, you can click on the pinned comment. I'll post the link once again. If you do want to click on it and join and have your say on the game, feel free to do that. Keep Mateta, who'll become a beast under Glasner. Let's talk about Mateta, because when Glasner first joined, you're looking at a few plays that, you know, you want to maybe see a reaction, or you want to see how they react to the new manager. And Mateta was one of those, because of what Glasner's done with other strikers over in Germany. But look, I don't know about you, Nick, but I just think Mateta under Glasner, even under Roy, he was great, but he's just up his levels. Like, he just looks like a complete striker. You know, when Konate next to him, he has to boot the ball away because he knows that Mateta's next to him. He's finally got that threat factor. He's using his physical abilities to the level that he should be using. And today, he was a problem for Liverpool, even, you know, despite not scoring a goal. And I guess that's what you want from a Paddy striker, to always be involved.
Yeah. And it shows what a runner game can do as well, rather than keep swapping him and Eddie over. So I think he's cemented his spot and he's fast becoming a cult hero at Palace. He really is. I've just seen Gladner's press conference comments. First half, really brilliant. How we played, how we defended. Also, the confidence we had in possession. What a goal we scored. Really amazing here at Anfield. Can we talk about that goal? Because the passing and the moving, and I know somebody mentioned about the training earlier, but I'm going to watch that on the loop, I think. That was almost as good as the goal against Liverpool where we beat the Gegenpress. And was it Wilfie scored that?
Yeah, it was at Anfield, I think. Yeah. I think
it was Dross. Yeah, Dross scored it.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he's a good focal point, Mateta. He's holding the ball up really, really well. There was only one or two times where he didn't have anybody to play the ball to, and he was fouled a lot, and they weren't given.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk, yeah, you know, the goal is fantastic, and I think it comes down to the coaching, honestly. That's why it's not just tactics. It's the actual coach on the pitch for Eze to make that run into the box. And it's not just Eze. There was a few other players in the box as well at that moment of time, but that's what we want to see from Mitchell, for example, next season. More assists, because we expect him to create a few more chances like that as a wing back. And not only him, Munoz. So, you know, I know there isn't that many games left from here onwards. And the majority of the season was under Roy and maybe didn't get the opportunities like that. But next season, you're looking at Mitchell, and maybe Mitchell does need that, when we talk about depth, another left back behind him to try and push him, because that's been an area of concern at times. I felt like even this season, Stan, I don't know if you agree with me, but we've overused Mitchell. Like, even though he's looked injured or tired, he would start the next game and the next game and the next game. But the thing is, if Glasner doesn't want to start him, or he doesn't really have the option, like if Mitchell is 75% fit or 60% fit, he really needs to start, because who else have we got?
I agree. I think he's been excellent this season. I know people criticise him, he's this, he's that, but he's still a young lad. He's come through our academy, and for whatever reason, he plays week in, week out in the Premier League, and he's never disgraced himself. He's scored a couple of goals as well this season, or maybe one goal or whatever, but he was good today as well. And Glasner will will hopefully push him on a little bit as well. And there might be some competition for him next season. So, yeah, listen, it was a great assist today. And he should be doing more of that. But he's got a couple of assists this year. And we need more of that from him, yeah.
He's beginning to understand that role, isn't he, Dee?
Yeah.
A lot more. We're seeing improvement. Well, like we are with everybody on the team.
Exactly.
We're seeing he's beginning to understand that role, and hats off to the coaching team because, you know, he's learning. He's not that young, 24, 25. He is growing into that wingback thing.
Yeah. And look, Munoz is going to be another one. Munoz next season, the amount of times he gets forward, if he ends the season with like at least less than two goals, I'll be disappointed. Less than two, three goals.
Who was it he had in his pocket? Was it Nunez? They took off. Munoz absolutely pocketed him.
I don't know. That's the thing. When Munoz first joined, we're talking about, cool, he's very good going forward, but defensively, would be able to hack the Premier League. But so far, I don't know about you two, but I thought he's done a relatively good job. He's done a brilliant job.
Fantastic.
And also defensively as well.
Yeah.
Let's go through some of the comments. Women's team won today, 1-0 as well. So that's great. Well,
that's top of the league now, I think.
Yep. Yeah. I want to see Teo given a run to create left-back depth. He was a burner who can play wing-back. And these decisions need to be made in pre-season. And if Teo is not good enough, if Glasner doesn't rate him for whatever reason, then we have to go getting another left-back because we're asking an awful lot from Ty season on season. And we haven't properly had like depth option there for ages. So yeah, that would be good. It was Diaz as well. Munoz, he took Diaz out of the game. Leon said 8 points with a great goal difference over Luton, which is worth an extra point. So let's quickly talk about survival hopes. I think we're safe. Nick, Stan, for you, do you need to see any more points, or do you think with the amount of points that we got now, we'll be okay?
To be honest, I've got a sneaking feeling we'd have been okay without win today. Because they've all got to play each other. And, you know, they've won 4 games all season. Where are they going to suddenly get these 8 points from? Or these 5 points from? I just can't see it coming.
I think, so yeah, we're 8 points ahead of them now. And we've got goal difference is significant as well now. So that's worth an extra point in itself. So I think we'll be all right. Yeah.
Go on, yeah. Sam.
I think you've just got to look at it. I think Luton have 1 win this calendar year. So, like, where they're going to go and win? How many games they got left? What, 6?
But then we're about Stan. You was worried before.
Oh, mate, I was worried.
Exactly. And not only you. It's just that other Palace fans were as well, because you look at the point difference. It's only 5 points. And then you look at the teams that Luton have to face. Maybe they could get 2 wins. You know, maybe it could happen, but now it's gonna require more than two. Ideally, they need to get like 3 wins. And we have to also consider that Palace have to get 0 points in the process, which I just don't see happening.
No.
It's not even just about this game, even before this game. There's enough in our game for us to pick up more points from here till the end of the season. So
you remember when Vieira was in charge and he lost all them games and we got Roy in and they said, oh, it was such a hard run of games. We've beaten Liverpool, man, with Glasner. It's just, I don't think we can go into any game thinking, oh, it's a free hit anymore, like we did do. And I said on the previous show, oh, Liverpool game's a free hit. But actually, with the effort and whatever, we could potentially beat anybody, especially with the confidence that must be building. I mean, imagine what that dressing room was like after the game. A bit buzzing, man.
I think, yeah, man. Nick, what you got to realise as well, if you look at like some of these teams that are up there, is so you look at our like biggest rivals. I know people don't want to hear about it, but like that manager of theirs, apart from maybe a last couple of games, they are competitive whoever they play. Yeah. They are. And that's what we need to try and do consistently, is be competitive whoever we play. And we have been. And people talk about, oh, we were lucky this, we were lucky that. We've had no luck for weeks. We considered a last-minute goal against Luton. That header against Forest. We've had no luck for weeks. Like, it's about time we got signed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a mentality as well. Do you get it? It's not just tactics. It's a mentality. Yeah. When you have a manager who wants to win every single game, it will naturally go on to the players. And I'm not going to...
Just
back... Roy Eyre is done. But, you know, some of his approach to certain games, for example, Tottenham last season when they were struggling, or there's been a few teams like Chelsea, especially this season, when they were struggling, we approach the games as if we're playing Chelsea by namesake rather than looking at what their weaknesses are and the strengths are. Like, that's been a problem. I don't think we approach every game on the road with the mentality of wanting to win. It seemed like even the tactical approach and even how the players played, it seemed like we were happy with a point. And I think that's the biggest difference. You know, players, especially the players that we have. If we had players, and I don't mean this with any disrespect towards Luton, but Luton have a lot of players that will be happy with just survival, right? They're just good enough for survival right now. They've built a nice little squad. It's similar to what we've done when we first got promoted, and they're just trying to pick up points. But when you have players like Eze, Elise, Anderson, Walton, these players are better than just surviving. So naturally, they'll want to win every single game. And now we've got a manager that can match their mentality. And I think that's the biggest thing out of this.
We've not been good enough all season, though. That's the problem. And it was down to the manager. I got a good stat for you guys about Oliver Glasner. So in his first five, he picked up 5 points in his first six games as Frankfurt boss. He then went and beat Bayern Munich at the Allianz Arena. He's picked the 5 points from his first six as Palace boss. And now he's gone and beaten Liverpool at Anfield. Consistency or what?
Yeah, well, you can see it, but that's the thing, is it's not going to take a game or two. Do you get it? It's going to be more than one game, or like 5 games, whatever games it was.
10 games there, I reckon. To get,
how many games has he been here now? How many games has Glasner been in charge?
This is seven games.
He hasn't been. Yeah, it's the seventh game. It's the seventh game. And the funny thing is, we're talking about 7 games for the Zerbi, and who else was it? Another manager as well, where it took them 7 games for them.
Iraola.
Yeah, Iraola, yeah. And then when you look at the bigger thing, I mean, we're not Arsenal level, but look at Arsenal, Arteta took them like 3 seasons, for example, for everything to go into place. So it does take time, people. It does take time. As much as we want to see quick wins, easy wins, I'd rather have wins that are deserved, that are based on mentality, that's based on tactics. And I think that's what we're seeing right now on the Glasner. That's something that we can take forward.
I think it's from Come Natural saying, suddenly we've got, it's the difference between wanting to win and not wanting to lose.
Mm.
And that mentality when you're going out the tunnel, rather than, you know, if you're going out as a team, you go, come on, we can fucking have this lot, rather than, right, let's not make this too bad then, lads.
We saw create chances. Like, despite what happened, we still create chances. Despite being 1-0 up. It's not like we went more defensive because, you know, Liverpool started attacking us. But despite that, we had one or two moments where we could have actually scored another goal. And I don't mean it for like half chance.
You know,
we had very good chances.
I'm not going to lie. I looked at their subs. So who they bought off, who was it? They took Nunez off, Luis Diaz. I can't remember who the others were. They bought on.
Yeah.
Bozlai. Who was the other guy? Gakpo.
Brent.
Harvey Jota. Elliott. Huh?
Jota. Jota's been the
most. Jota did nothing. He did nothing.
But that's been the most clinical like striker for them this season. Jota, Trent. You look at who we brought on, and look at who they brought on. They had more of a full squad than we did. They basically had everyone there. Alisson started the game.
I look at that triple sub that Glasner made. I'm not going to lie, lads. I was like, for God's sake, I was like, this is, we can't be.
No, but Stan, I don't know about you, Nick, but I didn't think like that. I was looking at it saying, these players are tired. Some fresh legs will come up help. Like, I was not upset at all, even if it was a goal. I understood it.
Players were tired, and if you played them too much, even if we were to concede and only got a point, let's say, you don't want to risk an injury to one of your big players, right?
Yeah.
Because there's still 6 games left. So, yeah.
And I think we managed that well. But look, let's wrap up now, people, because I've got a player ratings to record. Then afterwards, I'm going to be heading out. It's a nice day over in the UK. So I'm going to try and make the day is pretty much over, but I'm going to try and make the most out of it anyways. If you have enjoyed this, like and subscribe. Thank you to Nick, Stan, and everyone who's called in and left in your comments. Really appreciate you all. Make sure to check out the player ratings, which will be posted maybe in an hour or two. So if you haven't already done so, subscribe and turn the notification bell on to not miss out on any future content. That's it from us. And until next time, up the Palace.
Up the Palace.
Yours.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect.
Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.